Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Vijay, and we're so pleased to have you all listening to our show today, because we have a fantastic guest who will be coming on a little while. And without much ado, let me get my co-host on board here with us. Dr. H., how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in New York. Can't complain. We are like getting some really good weather.
You guys have like a late Indian summer.
It looks like it, actually. It feels like it. Can't complain. That's the way. We're blessed.
Well, we're going to have a chilly 78 degrees in Palm Desert, California, so it's going to be a little cold for us. We may have to put on some heavy coats.
Well, that's the swing of the weather here. So what do you have for us? What have you been up to?
Well, this is interesting. A friend of mine is going to be speaking at this, even though it's in January. I want to mention it now, and I'll mention it periodically. It's called Annie Appleseed Project. You may have heard of it. It's CAM, which is Complementary and Alternative Cancer Therapy Conference, and it's in January. It's in West Palm Beach. If people are interested in coming to this, it's called Evidence-Based CAM for Cancer, Third Annual Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Cancer Therapies Conference, CAM for Cancer, January 7th to 9th. If people want more information, the best thing to do is just email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. And I'll mention this periodically. A very dear friend of mine is going to be speaking at this. It's a very, very powerful. It's in West Palm Beach, Florida, the first weekend in January. But I have this is really interesting, Dr. Vijay, and our guests will probably find this kind of a little chucking, too. Chuckable. Is that a word, chuckable?
It is when you introduce it in.
It's called Placebo Power Behind Many Natural Cures.
Hmm.
10 years and $2.5 billion in research have found no cures from alternative medicine. Yet these mostly unproven treatments are now mainstream and used by more than a third of all Americans. What I find interesting is, before I go further, is that these quote-unquote alternative medicine, and a lot of it has to do with herbs, which are grown naturally around the world. Of course, we do it in the United States. We can probably get someone in jail for doing it. But the fact, though, is that a lot of the pharmaceutical companies, if not all of them, will take these natural herbs, make them in synthetic chemical, and they use them as a drug, and they can say that this is what you need to take, as opposed to just taking the natural herb that is just grown by Mother Nature giving us to us. It says over here, much of the results of certain alternative procedures are largely placebo effects, unless you believe there are people who exert magical powers so they can hold their hands over your body and cure you of disease. This is this famous doctor, I'm not going to mention his name. Makes you feel better, that's entirely possible, especially if you believe in it. So, one of our great allopathic conventional doctors, as I'm doing this being a little facetious, he did something over here. Oh, he says there was this doctor from Northwest University who was an arthritis specialist. He helped, I'm being a little sarcastic, he helped lead a big study that found glucosamine and chondroitin supplements were no better than dummy pills for arthritic knee pain. Doctors sometimes exploit the placebo effect to help patients. One of the surveys found that many doctors admitted sometimes giving patients sugar pills or drugs or vitamins that will not help their condition in an effort to trigger a placebo effect. You know, I chuckled at this, and now as I'm reading it to everybody, is that I'm feeling sad that the fact that these doctors can come out and say that it's just a placebo effect when we take vitamins, when we take minerals, when we take glucosamine chondroitin. I mean, there's studies and there's research on it. And then they being these research people that wrote this article, saying that nutraceutical companies don't do studies. They don't do the double-blind studies like the pharmaceutical companies. Well, boys and girls, I think the pharmaceutical companies got millions of dollars. They're swayed to a certain point where the studies are saying, oh, our product is the greatest thing in the world, as opposed to a nutraceutical company that really doesn't have the millions of dollars to do it. You and I have been on this planet too long to say that it's a placebo effect. I mean, I've written a lot of books. You've written books. You're an MD. I'm an ND. And we've seen people. We've seen people, you know, from whatever, from Alzheimer's to zebra stripes, you know, have this ability of eliminating their condition or making it in remission or make it dormant so that the immune system is nice and strong.
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't just take one study, Dr. Hedgehill. So, you know, I've won awards for the National Cancer Institute and especially the Center for Complementary Cancer and Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And, you know, we've presented at numerous international cancer conferences in alternative medicine and medical associations. And to show that, you know, various herbal supplements, nutritional effects, and especially when used in combination, can benefit hugely people, you know, who are undergoing especially chronic illnesses and devastating illnesses like cancer. It's not a cure. It's actually finding the best in allopathic medicine with conventional treatment. And talking about centers, so that's why the first part of our show, we talk a lot about the current research that you and I come across that, you know, we want to share with our listeners, and especially those research that's done in reputable universities and research settings, because they are getting on that there are definite benefits and not just the placebo effects. And by the way, placebo effects are not a bad thing. Just because you believe in something and, you know, that shows that your body can heal itself, that's part of what a good doctor's bedside manners are about. You know, you want that. You want a patient to believe in your physician and, you know, in what you're giving, and that helps healing. It's a mysterious process. But having talked about vitamins, do you know that there was, Dr. Hitch, that researchers from University of Texas, MD Anderson, all right, Cancer Center, which is part of the University of Texas Medical School in Houston, Texas, and I believe one of the best, and a lot of people agree with me, one of the best cancer research centers in the country. So this is from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Now, they looked at the association between lung cancer risk. Now, lung cancer, as you know, is one of the leading causes of death in this country.
Right.
So they looked at the association between lung cancer, that means the risk of lung cancer, and four forms of vitamin E. Now, vitamin E comes in, you know, four forms that, you know, the most important forms are the alpha, the gamma, the beta, the delta, tocopherol. And patients with and without the lung cancer, they answered a food frequency questionnaire to determine what was their intake. And do you know the results?
Go for it.
They found that those who consumed more of the four vitamin E tocopherols daily had a 55% reduction in lung cancer risk compared with those in the lowest average intake. So independently, the alpha tocopherol produced the best results. And those who consume more than, they have even the figures here, 7.73 milligrams daily had a 53% reduction in lung cancer risk compared with those who had less than 4.13 milligrams daily. The other forms of vitamin E did not independently affect lung cancer. So my view here is that the vitamin E strengthens the immune system. Among all the other, you know, nutraceuticals we've been studying, it has potent anti-inflammatory effects and acts as an antioxidant. It stops the free radicals from damaging cells. And to get the most protective form of vitamin E, that is the alpha tocopherol, you consume almonds and other nuts, sunflower seeds, vegetable oils. One of the best is wheat germ oil and leafy green vegetables. And you want to aim for at least one serving of these foods daily. Or you take 400 international units of vitamin E daily. So you see, there you have it. You know, a very reputable cancer center looking at what are the different forms of fruits and vegetables and supplements containing the alpha form of vitamin E that can cause a 55% reduction in lung cancer risk.
So So maybe I ought to have this writer that wrote this article on placebo behind many natural cures. Maybe she needs to contact.
Well, they have to send this. You know, that's why in our show, we talk constantly about what we can do to expand the knowledge base of our listeners. And remember, this reference is in the International Journal of Cancer, September 1st, 2008. So there you have it. It is published, and the author of this channel is S. Mahabir et al., and they are from the MD Anderson Cancer Center. In fact, we did a lot of work with them on, the curcumin that we're using and the Jiva supplements and even the fermented soy. Mm-hmm. So centers like MD Anderson at Columbia University, at Harvard, you know, there are many, many, many centers, especially in this country, the Wayne State Forest University, the Kamenos University Center. We can go on and on, the centers that you and I have been involved with in research, in looking at what is the best forms of alternative therapies. So, yeah, thank you for bringing up, what other, allopathic doctors are saying, but we have a lot more, useful information.
Correct.
Where allopathic medicine can work with alternative medicine and improve your quality of life.
Absolutely. There's a balance with that. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Excuse me. And I like the fact that what we can take from the allopathic conventional, and we can also take from the alternative medicine doctor, the complementary doctor. So we have a great guest. I'm excited about talking about this DVD that I saw.
Oh, absolutely. Our next guest here for our listeners is Ms. Carol Hart. And Carol is an award-winning television and film producer and writer. She began her career in television working with her partner and husband, Bruce Hart, as one of the original writers of Sesame Street, for which she won her first Emmy. And we have to ask Carol this, but I think this is the 40th anniversary. Just recently, it's been coming up of Sesame Street. So, and she also produced with Marlo Thomas, Free to Be You and Me, the now classic children's album. So the latest venture that Carol Hart will be talking with us on our show is the movie The Next Seven Generations, where she's the producer and director. And The Next Seven Generations will document the momentous journey of the 13 indigenous grandmothers as they travel around the globe to promote world peace and share the indigenous ways of healing. So we're looking forward, when we come back from the break, to talk with Carol Hart about the DVD, The Next Seven Generations. Stay tuned with us.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Thank you.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and for this next segment of our show, we have a very, very, very fascinating producer, film producer and writer, and she's an award-winning for her wonderful work that she has done all these many, many decades. And Carol Hart, we're very, very honored to have you with us, Carol. Welcome to this program.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, especially after hearing how you introduced the program and what you were talking about, because it's so synchronous with my life experience and with what the grandmothers do.
Well, you know, we always talk about how everything is just connected, and we come from the deepest source within all ourselves. So there is no accidents why you are here in the show and why we are talking what we are speaking right now, and the listeners that who are, listening to our show this time. So please, without much ado, tell us, Carol, why did you go into making this movie, the next Seven Generations? What was your personal story, and you know what is this International Council of Indigenous Grandmothers, and what do they stand for?
Right. Okay. Let me just start with a brief statement about what the council is, so people will understand what everything else that's said. The council is a group of 13 Indigenous grandmothers who came together from around the world. I mean, literally Africa, Asia, South America, North America, Alaska, all of them called by the vision of a spiritual teacher and prophecies that they had heard or visions they'd had themselves. And the vision told them that there would come a time in the life of this planet when it was in peril and that they would be called forth to come together and speak in one voice, bringing indigenous wisdom and knowledge back to us so that we can keep the planet going. And from my point of view, I'm a nice Jewish girl from New Jersey, you know, so what am I doing with all these indigenous grandmothers? Well, in mid-90s, I was diagnosed with lung cancer that had metastasized to my brain. It was stage 4 lung cancer. I had multiple lesions in my brain, so there was no chance of surgery. And I did do some radiation to reduce the swelling in my brain, which is what kept me alive. And then I went around to see a lot of Western doctors. None of them felt that I could be cured. There was one doctor who was working with an experimental chemo. They hadn't even decided on the dosage yet, but he felt that he could keep me alive for as long as my body could tolerate the toxicity of the medicine. And so long as I got a tolerable dosage, which you don't know in those experimental situations. And I started working with him because out of the 13 doctors that we saw, he was the only one who held out any way to do anything. And then the universe intervened, and I was called to meet a woman, a spiritual teacher who wanted to do a movie about children and dreams, and somebody told her about us, me and my husband. And since I was still trying to imagine that I would have a future, we went to meet her, and when she saw that I was a cancer patient, she immediately offered to do a Native American church meeting to sponsor one for me for my healing. And a Native American church meeting is a 13.5-hour ceremony in a teepee. The teepee can hold up to 40 or 50 people. And so we agreed to do this. We went out to Northern California, where we were met by 40 people, none of whom we knew except this woman who was the teacher. And we went into the teepee at dusk, and we came out at a couple of hours after dawn. Inside, there's a big place for a fireplace. The wood in the fire is six different kinds of wood, so the fireman, whose job it is to take care of the fire, draws pictures, and you can see them because the wood burns different colors. There's a drum going constantly, a water drum at the beat of a natural beat of the heart, and people sing and say prayers for my healing. And there is a plant medicine that is used, and you take quite a significant amount of it. The indigenous people call what happens to you getting well. We call it throwing up, but I did a substantial amount of that. Throughout the evening, all sorts of things were happening, and everybody was praying for me, and the songs were going on. And when I emerged in the morning, I felt like, it's hard to describe, like it's like there was a shift in every cell of my body. I mean, they all were shifted in a different direction and all, you know, fitting together harmoniously. And the roadman who runs the ceremony came over to me and he said, "You are healed. It's going to take a while for your body to catch up, but you are healed. You will be cured." And so I came home and I stopped the experimental chemo I was on, much to the chagrin of my oncologist, and just did scans for 4 years and watched the cancer go away. And since that time, I have been cancer-free. So it was, in a way, it was a miracle, but I don't think it's so miraculous. I think that the combination of elements in that ceremony and the medicine that I took were what did the healing. And it's not as big a mystery as it would seem, although we never know how those things work.
Carol, I have a question. The number 13 comes up quite a bit, the 13 grandmothers, the 13th doctor,
right.
13 hours in the sweat lodge. Do you think there's a connection with the number 13?
Well, yes. I mean, in indigenous traditions, 13 is a mystical number. There are 13 moons in their year.
Right.
There are 13 perfectly balanced eagle feathers in the tail feathers of the eagle. And Grandma Rita Blumenstein, who's in the movie and she's mm-hmm. from Alaska, actually came to the first gathering of the grandmothers with 13 eagle feathers and 13 stones that had been given to her by her great-grandmother, who told her there would come a day when she would be in a gathering of great wisdom and that she needed to distribute these things when she got there.
It's a fascinating story here. How did you choose the International Council of, you know, the 13
well,
indigenous?
It wasn't me. I mean, the way this happened was that the woman who brought me into the teepee, who is a spiritual teacher in Northern California, her name is Jyoti, J-Y-O-T-I, and she has been working for 20 years. She's also a graduate of the Jung Institute, and she's been working, had been working for many years with indigenous people around the world, learning their ways and their ceremonies, and then being initiated into them so she could use them in her teaching. And she has a mystery school, and after my healing, my husband and I spent 3 years going to, through her school. It was like four or five-day weekends in each year. And as we were learning more and more, she began to have this vision in her head of a circle of indigenous grandmothers. She didn't know what it meant, but she couldn't shake it. And she was on her way to Africa to meet yet another grandmother, a woman named Bernadette Ribeno in Gabon, Africa.
Right.
And she mentioned to Bernadette that she had this image in her head. And Bernadette said, "I've been seeing the same thing. We must make it happen."
Wow.
And so she and Bernadette and a couple of people from her center started calling around to indigenous grandmothers they knew. No, grandmother doesn't mean you're necessarily a grandmother. It's an honorific term in Native culture for women over, I think, 55. But it has, as it happens, all of our grandmothers are have grandchildren, but you don't need to. But they, every grandmother that they went to that finally ended up at the first gathering in 2004, said that she'd been waiting for this to happen. She'd had the visions like Rita did, or she had her own, I mean, she had the prediction from an ancestor like Rita did, or she, they had their own visions. But every single one of them that got there had been called, really. And other people they talked to said, "No, this isn't for me."
This is fascinating. When we come back from the break, we want to know more about how you became involved again with the movie and what the shamans and these elders are saying about healing the planet. So stay tuned with us, and we'll be back from the break very shortly.
To a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. VJ and Dr. H. We're talking with the producer and director of this awesome DVD called For the Next Seven Generations, 13 Indigenous Grandmothers Weaving a World That Works. There's a quote on the front cover of the DVD. In all our deliberations, we must consider the impact of our decisions on the next seven generations. Carol, how can we, but how can anybody else get a copy of this DVD? And also, is it going to be in a movie theater?
It's pretty easy. All you need to do is, if you have a computer, is go online to our website, which is For the Next Seven Generations, and that seven is a number,
.com.
For the Next Seven Generations.com. And the website will not only give you a lot more information about the history of the movie and what's happening with it now, because we're screening it around the country. If any of your listeners go and get the DVD and want to sponsor a screening, there's a place on the website where you can contact us, and we'd be happy to assist you. www.forthenextsevengenerations.com.
You think it'll be in a movie theater soon?
We're working on that, but we have been so successful with these screenings that we're having. We've got them almost every day of the week somewhere around the country.
Oh, wonderful.
That we're going to stick with that for a while, because it's a better way to see the movie. It brings people together in community, and then what we've found is that after the screening, nobody wants to leave. Everybody stays together and talks about what they're feeling and how their feelings have changed and how they can act on what's just happened to them, the personal transformation they feel.
So what do the grandmothers offer? What are the 13 indigenous, you know, grandmothers, what are they offering in the movie?
Carol? Well, they're offering their way of seeing the world. And not only are they offering it, but they're modeling it. These grandmothers, all of them, even though they come from such totally different places, have the same sense of how everything in the world is alive. Not just us and not just the animals, but the trees, the plants, even the stones. They believe that water is alive and can hear and can react to us, and there's a lot of proof about that from a Japanese physicist named Dr. Emoto, who has shown how molecules in water change depending on how we approach the water personally. They are women of prayer, and there's a lot of prayer and ceremony in the movie. It comes across on the screen really powerfully, so that people in the audiences have told me that they actually feel an energetic change in themselves when they're hearing and watching these prayers. They are also incredible healers. Many of the grandmothers work with plant medicines that were being discussed earlier. And it's the feeling of the grandmothers and a lot of other indigenous people that if you work with the whole plant, you get a much more effective and lasting cure. When pharmaceutical companies come in, they try to extract the active element. But it really works best when you have the synergy of everything in the plant, and take it in that way. So, and they have remarkable successes, and of course not scientifically measured, they're anecdotal, but we all know people who have been healed through them. And there are certain examples in the movie that they talk about, particularly when we're in the Amazon, Brazilian Amazon jungle, with two of the grandmothers, one of whom is really a pharmacist, and the other is an herbal doctor and a medium. So, and we see how all that works.
Well, I'm going to jump in and ask a question, because the timing is perfect for this DVD, for the next seven generations. We live in a world that works. The fact that there's a movie coming out, I'm sure you probably know, this Friday, I think, the movie's called 2012, with John Cusack, and it's going to show how the world's coming to an end, and it's going to create chaos, and there's fear.
We have a Mayan grandmother, and through her, we were connected with a man named Don Alejandro Oxnard, who is the holder of the Mayan prophecies. And he and a number of other people are making their own version of what's going to happen in 2012. It's a movie that will be coming out soon. I think they're already pre-selling it places, called The Shift.
Yeah, he's going to be on our show next month.
Okay.
We're one step ahead of you.
It's important that this get out, because
right.
That movie is going to scare people.
Right.
And
right.
The fact is that what the Mayans see is not the end of the world,
right.
But the beginning of a new world.
Right.
Well, that's why the message of the grandmothers, that the time is now, and that there needs to be a change. I love the way they say it. There needs to be a change in how we treat one another and how we connect with people who share our understanding and how to heal the environment that we are all one. And the planet Mother Earth really, really needs us right now
right.
to have this understanding. I love the way that you said that the screenings are a very, very powerful way that each one of us can take this responsibility and start sharing it in our lives. It's just one, human being sharing with another human being, and we all have to work together, because I think, as you said in the beginning of the show when we were speaking, that we're living in a world in peril, and what can we do? We have to change, all of us.
Right, and I believe, and the grandmothers believe, and I'm sure anybody who sees the movie will understand that if we see the world with everything alive and everything sacred and everything interconnected, that's the other thing. The grandmothers, when they look at the world, what they see is a web of life, and they see how everything that happens in one part of the web affects the whole web. And that's certainly true in this global world we live in, where our climate issues are global. And that's another thing about these grandmothers, that they come from all different parts of the world, and yet they can be united as one as they travel around the world. And in the movie, we see them traveling all around the world. They've gone to India, Mexico, South America, and various places in North America. And the people that they meet with feel that, that feeling of oneness, that connection, and it just they model how we can do this, so that you can see it being done before your eyes. It's not it's not a fantasy. It's not an ideal. It's real.
Well, it's the courage of these women, and especially for those of our listeners, there is a special segment, how the Dalai Lama receives them in Dharamsala in India, and it's a wonderful message when you see the Dalai Lama with the 13 indigenous grandmothers, and how they all have this childlike, friendship and wonder, and, they talk from their hearts. Very profound message in this video. It's not very long, but it really, really appeals to your own personal transformation and the transformation of, as you said, Carol, who you're sharing with, and, you know, that the movie's very, very, very special.
I know for me that when I watched it, when it was over, you know, I read the In Memory of, you know, of your hubby and the other different things, and then when it was over, I just sat there. I didn't turn off the DVD machine. I didn't change the channel. I didn't do anything. I just sat there. And it was like, it was taking me a few minutes to process. And then I told Meg I'm going to go for a little walk. And then I walked around and just to process, because I needed to be by myself to absorb all this information. You know, you and I talked about during the break about the difference between how the Dalai Lama was very, very open to the grandmothers. And yet when they went to try to go to the Pope, you know, the doors were closed. And actually, they were slammed shut. And I just felt sad about that. So the whole thing just took me the process. I love the fact when you talk about, I know we almost have a break, with the screening and being able to have a one-on-one or one-to-two or three people, as opposed to going to a movie theater where there's hundreds of people and everybody just goes their own way. We now all can sit there, whether it's at a church or at the small theater or is at somebody's house. You know, these screenings is wonderful. And like what Dr. Vijay says, I can turn around and I can talk to my neighbor and say, okay, what can we do? The grassroots starting. Because to me, this is like a safe place, this DVD, as opposed to watching 2012. And then when we have the producer on for Shift of All Ages, this will be another safe place to reassure that we don't have to get caught in the fear. What can I do? I'm looking in the mirror. There's the man in the mirror, like Michael Jackson's song. You know, what can I do to start and create something? This is a wonderful DVD. Absolutely awesome.
Well, we're going to be talking more with Carol for a few more minutes after the break. And you know, we're going to lead on to the break, Carol. Thank you so much for your messages, and we'll be coming back shortly after the break.
Don't go away.
Okay.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. And we have our award-winning television and film producer and writer, Carol Hart, who's been talking about this amazing, amazing movie called The Next Seven Generations, Carol, again, what is the website?
For the next 7 generations.
What is the website that people can go to get a copy of the DVD and to show their friends in private screenings around the country?
www.forthenext7generations.com. And the 7 is written as a numeral, not as a word.
And the 4 is F-O-R.
Yes.
For the next
some
7 generations.
Some people put a number 4 wonderful. And they'll put right out the 7, so 4, F-O-R.
Right.
Now, tell us, Carol, what is your message? What is the message that you want to leave our listeners with, you know, this very powerful DVD? What is your message to the world?
Well, it's almost hard to boil it down, but basically the message, Grandma Aggie Pilgrim, who's our eldest grandmother, says that the longest and most rewarding journey we can take is the 18 inches from our minds to our hearts. And I think what the grandmothers are saying is if you open up your heart, you see how sacred all life is, you see how interconnected we all are. You see that the earth really is our mother. She takes care of us. She nurtures us. Then your behavior will change automatically. You will not be able to continue the destructiveness and the harm that's being done to our planet and that we're doing to each other. It just won't be. You won't be able to if you're awake to all of these things. And your behavior will change from there.
That's a very, very powerful message. That's something that, you know, you touched on a very important thing. The more awake we are, and we need to hear that because most of us are walking like the walking dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we all have been there, and we can continue to slip into that realm without realizing it, and all we need is to awaken ourselves. This is a very, very powerful DVD for the next 7 generations, and it's something that, you know, is useful to have, to keep looking at it. I had to look at it a couple of times and view
everybody
it.
Everybody says that. I mean, people, I think that's why after a screening we sell so many DVDs. Because people want to look at it again. It has a lot of information in it. It's jam-packed.
And also the chants. It's very, very powerful listening to the chants, you know. You feel a very peaceful a wave come over you, and you start, you know, like Howard was saying, you know, after the viewing, you have to literally go for a walk or sit by yourself and reflect on what you just heard, you know, what you felt in your heart. So thank you for, you know, giving out the world this very, very, very powerful gift, you know, for just not ourselves, but for the next 7 generations. Thank you, Carol. Thank you.
So welcome. And I thank you for everything, the kind and wonderful things you've said.
Oh, you're welcome. We love you for making this movie. Thank you very much, and we'll try to do the best we can to help promote it.
Okay.
Take care.
Are we off the air now?
You are. Bye, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Dr. EJ.
Yes.
You're right. You know, this is a type of movie. You know, a lot of times I'll watch a movie, DVD or whatever, and I'll see it one time. But this, you're absolutely right, because there was so much going on. There's so many different things that are almost like a subliminal message type of effect that I need to listen to, or probably not only watch it, but really, really listen to it 2-3 times to pick up some of the things, because so much had gone through my mind that now that I can listen and I can maybe pick up other different things too. So thank you.
Well, this is important, Dr. H, because so many of us, like she said, the world is in peril, and many of us are facing personal crisis, not just in relationship, but in health, in finances, in the environment, you name it. There is a crisis happening that all of us are confronting with. And sometimes, you know, it's the answers are not just outside of us,
right,
but within. And movies like this and The Secret, and, you know, there are very few movies that I know, but they're very powerful because they actually transform you from within. So watching something like a very, very powerful gift that Carol Hart and her husband, you know, the late husband, Bruce Hart, and their team have produced with this amazing indigenous grandmothers, you know, the courage of these women and the conviction, the commitment, you know, many of them have been told from, you know, their great-grandmother's time that the time will come when the planet is in peril and all of us have to act together. They are like a catalyst, you know. So let's bring this catalyst of transformation, you know, into our lives.
I mean, well, I'm fascinated because a lot of people may not believe about dreams and visions, but I think more and more, and you're right, if we go inside, what's inside, the answer, the truth is within us. And the fact that these 13 different women had these visions and prophecies either told to them when they were a child and or as they became adults, that this is where they need to go, this is what's going to happen, then all 13 of them, you know, meshed together, that's a very, very powerful. And maybe too much for a lot of people to really believe. I mean, I believe it, you believe it, and I think more and more people are believing that if we follow this intuitiveness, and again, I call it the belliometer, and that this will tell us, you know, where we need to go and what we need to do. And trusting the fact that this is what's saying inside us. And I absolutely love what the grandmother's saying, excuse me, the longest journey is between the head and to the heart.
Yes, 18 inches. That's all it took. Yes. It was remarkable when they were saying it. And you cannot heal yourself. You cannot heal your personal relationships and your health without considering the environment and where you are. And to ask Mother Earth for help. You know, all of us have to do this journey ourselves. And we have to teach our children and our grandchildren, you know, to come back to the roots. And we all do have that roots. All of us have that within us. And, you know, we started this segment of our Kiss Our Life Hello, Dr. H, talking about, you know, alternative therapies and, you know, lung cancers and, you know, everything is connected. We had no idea that Carol, you know, had a personal battle with lung cancer and the whole movie was made how, you know, she was healed by these, one of the healing grandmothers. So we're all connected in this world. There is a purpose for all of us. We just have to find it.
And speaking of going within, next week we have an awesome, his name is Gabriel Weiss, MD, Dr. Gabriel Weiss, who wrote this book called, the awesome book, The Healing Power of Meditation. Discover how to unlock your natural healing power with a simple meditative method. Understand the latest research about the mind and its role in healing. Hey, we ought to send this book to this person that wrote that article about placebo effects, huh?
Because there's tons and tons and tons of research in alternative health and well-being, and I think it's just, you know, the darkness just saying, oh, they're scared now, you know, there's nothing there. But, you know, listeners, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, brothers and sisters, if you go within yourself and, you know, you know that there is a truth in your intuition, in your prayer, in your, you know, within you, and you can bring that healing out. And this show, in this, you know, program that we have for you every week, it's about that. So please listen into our archives. Go back to listen to, you know, any segments you have missed on your www.kissyourlifehello.com.
Now, we forgot to say thank you very much to Dr. Michael Samuels last week when he talked about macular degeneration. That was a very, very powerful program, and it was really neat from him being an ophthalmologist, or actually a retina surgeon, being allopathic conventional, being open towards nutrition. We talked a lot about omega-3s. So if you haven't listened to the show, as Dr. Vijay just said, go to our archive from last week. Dr. Michael Samuels wrote an excellent book on macular degeneration.
So having said all this, we want to wish everybody listening in, you know, very, very blessed and happy week ahead. And till we come back again, you know, keep smiling, keep breathing, doing whatever you think is best from your heart. Thank you, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.